Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Deuce and I are joined now by Sean Devaney. Covers the NBA for Sporting News. Sean, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing well, Zach. How are you?
Doing well. Obviously, the big discussion in New Orleans the last week or so at the Pelicans is the Anthony Davis trade, and the Pelicans showed some patience. They went ahead and rode out the storm, and they're going to carry AD through the end of the year. And then the reports that AD not only is going to be in New Orleans, but AD is going to play. Does that surprise you at all?
No, it doesn't surprise me. I talked to some folks with the league office, and they made it pretty clear that they were not going to be on board if the Pelicans tried to hold out Anthony Davis throughout the rest of the year. So there was going to be pressure from the league office. You would have had a grievance filed from the players' union as well if Anthony Davis wanted to play and was essentially not being allowed to play. So I guess I'm not too surprised. I understand that that the Pelicans' instinct would be let's just shut them down, but that would be a pretty bad look and one that that the league did not want to see come to fruition.
Sean, could you see a situation? I know right now he's been averaging about 37 minutes a night. Could you see a situation where he probably plays anywhere between 20 and 30 minutes a game going forward?
Yeah, I think he definitely cut back his minutes, you know, and that's not necessarily a bad thing in general. I mean, Anthony Davis has had, some of them have been pretty ticky-tack injuries, but he's had a pretty long injury history, and so that's a general concern once you've conceded that you're not going to be out of that you're not going to be in the playoff picture. So if this was a regular year and he was going to be back next year as normal, then you might want to cut his minutes anyways. So I would definitely say that's something that's in the cards here. That you're probably looking at 28 minutes or so a game.
Yeah, and I know he won't play on back-to-back games is one of the things that they already released. Well, so if it's any night that they play back-to-back, he won't go that following night. Which will be interesting. We hate to do it, but I have to ask you: who are the winners and losers from the trade deadline of yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, it's always hard to do trade to winners and losers and on the day after because you just don't know how things are going to play out. But just based on what teams were looking for and how they filled in what it was they were looking for, I think Toronto is probably a big winner. They're getting Marc Gasol. They're getting a guy who really does boost their starting five and fit very well with what they want to do, especially on the offensive end. Marc Gasol's not the same guy he was a few years ago, but he's definitely a guy who can really come in and boost that offense quite a bit. So I definitely would have Toronto there. I think one of the subtle moves that kind of has gotten overlooked because it wasn't a blockbuster is Markelle Fultz getting out of Philadelphia and getting to Orlando, kind of getting a fresh start. And sometimes when you're in a situation like he's been, number one pick under such a microscope and having these problems, part of it's been between the ears, but part of it's been his shoulder as well. Sometimes just getting out of that situation and getting into a situation with less pressure, a new look. I think you've got to say that Markelle Fultz and the Orlando Magic, at least have a chance to be pretty big winners out of this. And I don't think there's any question that the big loser was the Lakers. Just to have their whole team have all that laundry aired out in terms of what their offers were, and all those guys now have to go back on the court and try to play together. That's a tough thing to do over the final month and a half, 2 months of the season here.
Well, when you talk about Fultz, just a young man that changed his whole shot. I mean, from how he was shooting in college at Washington, then being able to change his whole shot. Hopefully he does get a fresh slate in. But when you talk about Toronto with the talent that they have, and then you look at the moves that Philadelphia starting five is as strong as anybody. But then Do you feel it's a big four now in the East and not necessarily evens out the West? Because I think we all feel if Golden State is healthy, they're the champs. But with the big four, Boston, Toronto, Milwaukee, and Philadelphia, it's going to be a fight to see who represents the East in the Eastern Conference, well, to go to the finals.
Yeah, the first round of the playoffs in the East isn't going to be much to watch because there are a lot of bad teams. There'll be some bad teams who make the playoffs in the East. But once you get into that final four, those conference semifinals, when you got Toronto and Philadelphia and Boston and Milwaukee, Milwaukee added Mirotić. You mentioned Philadelphia adding Tobias Harris and making some other moves around the periphery, trying to increase their depth. Philadelphia, you've got to have them, right there with the other three teams at the top of the East. And that second round of the playoffs in the Eastern Conference is going to be fantastic. It's going to be, just really good basketball, really good matchups. But all four teams made themselves more versatile and made themselves better equipped for the playoffs because you can have different lineups, you can create different matchups, and you can respond better to mismatches that other teams are creating. I think all four teams now have that ability, and that wasn't the case before the trade deadline. So, yeah, I think you have Golden State as the top team in the NBA, no question. But I think then, if Denver is the number two team in the West, I would put all four teams at the top of the East ahead of Denver. So I think that 2 through 5 in the NBA right now are those top teams in the Eastern Conference.
Talking with Sean Devaney from Sporting News. Sean, reports this week really came from Brian Windhorst that essentially the Pelicans kind of played a bait and switch with the Lakers, almost in retaliation for the amount of tampering that was going on to kind of draw out all of the names from the Lakers in possible trade talks with really no intentions of ever trading him to the Lakers, knowing that the pieces they had they weren't going to take. Have you heard through any of your sources any confirmation of if that was an actual process that took place or if it's just kind of an analysis?
I think it's more of an analysis. That when you look at it, the Pelicans certainly said, okay, we'll listen to you. The Lakers were going to make offers. They'll say, okay, we'll listen to you. But they had to know going in that there was nothing on the Lakers roster that was going to make them say, okay, we're going to forget everything else we might get in the offseason and go ahead and take your offer. Pelicans came into this season with a pretty clear plan. They were going to play out this year with Anthony Davis. They kind of knew he wasn't going to sign an extension or anything like that or commit to the team. And then after the year, they were going to go and reevaluate and start getting some trade offers for him, see what they can get. That's been their plan all along. And they all they did, in my estimation, was say, we're not going to play on the Lakers' schedule here. We're not going to go by what the Lakers want. And the Lakers wanted to get something done before the trade deadline. Rich Paul, the agent for Anthony Davis, wanted to get something done before the trade deadline. He was clearly angling to get Anthony Davis to the Lakers. And the Pelicans basically said, you know what, we have a plan with this. You can tell us what you want to give us, and that's fine. But that doesn't mean we're going to change our plan. And that's all they did. I don't see that as being quite as nefarious as some have painted it.
Sean Devaney from Sporting News. Sean, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate the time.
Okay, guys, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.